Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 33. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Teen tonight, overcast skies. 31 tomorrow, overcast. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 21.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the legislative session of 2023 continues, numerous bills have been presented in both chambers of the legislature, but one bill in particular would address the abortion issue, bringing the abortion decision back down to the local levels. KSNT News reports that Republican State Senator Chase Blasey from the Wichita area introduced a bill that would allow cities and counties to enact abortion restrictions as opposed to statewide laws. The bill is currently sitting in the state's Senate Federal and State Affairs Committee, where he says, quote, "The fight for life continues in the state of Kansas. In my district, I have many constituents that are very concerned still about the unborn in our state, and so I introduced legislation today to be had with local constituents and local governments." The bill is in response to the constitutional amendment that was voted on back in August of last year, where Kansas voters upheld abortion rights and the protection of it through the Kansas Supreme Court. But Republicans say that issues like this should be handled at the local level. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Ben and a Eck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
After being the only survivor of a house fire in the Topeka area, 32-year-old Kyle Tyler of Holton, Kansas, was arrested on Saturday after being released from the hospital on suspicion of three counts of first-degree murder committed in the commission of another felony of arson and several other charges. KAKE News reports that in the house fire, a woman and two young girls were killed, and Tyler was injured in the event. He's currently being held in a $1 million bond, but has not yet been formally charged. The victims of the fire included 30-year-old Jenny Fitzpatrick, 9-year-old Peyton Tyler, and 1-year-old Courtney Tyler. According to fire investigators, they said that the blaze was set intentionally and said the incident was domestic in nature, as Kyle Tyler and Fitzpatrick were in a relationship. The two-story home also sustained significant fire damage. In other news, a new prehistoric finding in the state of Kansas has been made by two men as they were walking along a waterway. As WIBW reports that Mike Ruth, along with David Jamerson, found a skull with horns that ended up being an extinct species of bison from roughly 10,000 years ago.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the former Commissioner of Education for the state of Nebraska, Matthew Bloomstead, officially resigned from the position back on January 3rd after serving the role for 9 years. And because of that resignation, the Nebraska State Board of Education is looking for a new commissioner. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that right now, Deputy Commissioner Deborah Friesen has been announced as the Interim Commissioner of Education by the State Board, but they say they have launched a nationwide search to find candidates for the position. With the nationwide search, the Nebraska Board of Education has chosen McPherson and Jacobson LLC to do the search, but while the search continues, the board is responsible for choosing the next commissioner, where they say they are looking for feedback on the selection process. In other news, the Nebraska American Legion has officially announced Duncan Field in the city of Hastings to host the 2023 Nebraska American Legion Senior State Tournament. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that it is a partnership between the Nebraska American Legion and the Hastings American Legion, and the tournament is set to run from July 22nd through the 26th.
say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Angie Price of Marysville was selected county treasurer by members of the Marshall County Democratic Central Committee meeting Thursday. She will fill the unexpired term of Jamie Ellenbecker after her retirement at the end of this February. Angie Price has worked in the treasurer's office several years and served as deputy treasurer. She was the only nominee, and her name will go to the Kansas governor for approval. At last week's commissioners meeting, Public Works gave an update on plans for bridges and structures to be constructed this year, with 12 to be built, 8 by county crews, and 4 contracted. Each was discussed at length. Priorities have not been determined. Commissioner John Unger shared a concern regarding heavy non-local truck traffic on the Oquito Road. Public Works will look into additional signage that could be put at the highway intersection. Some type of resolution addressing non-local heavy trucks on North 12th Road may be considered. The sheriff requested part-time deputy pay be increased from $20.89 per hour to $22 an hour to remain competitive. A motion approving that was passed. The sheriff's office will begin the accreditation process through the state, which could take up to 2 years to complete. Tim Ackerman is looking at hiring Ashley Beeney as independent contractor to complete the process, expecting 20 to 24 hours per week. Plans for construction of a new health building in Marysville are progressing. The board will be receiving an updated estimate for jail construction and will then decide if they need to do a new resolution or set a date for a special election to move forward with a lease purchase option to build a new jail. A petition challenging the commissioner's previous resolution has been filed and validated. Public meetings will be scheduled regarding plans and the need for a new jail facility. Marshall County is pre-qualified for $100,000 in American Rescue Plan funding, half for fiscal year 2022, the remainder for 2023, which will be received later this year. Washington County Commissioner's recent meeting was mostly routine business, as they further continue discussion regarding potential for establishing a countywide ambulance service, options, and the process involved. No decisions were made, but indications are that a decision should be made soon as to direction. A county tax sale is planned February 14th in Washington County, with 21 parcels currently listed as eligible. Those may be redeemed before the sale date if property taxes are brought current. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. A $38,000 Strategic Economic Expansion and Development Grant has been awarded Friends of Vermilion through the Kansas Department of Commerce that will aid funding a variety of projects, including drainage and sidewalks, as well as updated playground equipment near the City Hall, Library, and Historic Train Depot, which both house museums. 10% matching funds through local individuals and businesses will be used toward the seed grant from the state, and the project is expected to be completed later this year.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Conditions still staying dry and slightly above average throughout early this week before a small low-pressure system starts to move through over Tuesday night. Some freezing fog is possible early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Cloudy skies continue throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Tuesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Between a half an inch and 1 inch of snow accumulation is possible. Conditions staying cloudy and breezy on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And staying cooler throughout Wednesday night, cloudy skies with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Northwest winds still around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. And cooler on Thursday, sunny with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And partly cloudy Thursday night with our lows in the lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 40, record high on this date 68. The average low 18, the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:37. 4 to 5 inch snow accumulation reported over the weekend.
Some of the best ideas don't come about by design, but by accident. All about the classic toys that almost weren't. Next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 23rd, the 23rd day of the year. First signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, was born on this day. This is also a red letter day in toy history. In 1957, the Wham-O Company introduced America to the Frisbee. The flying disc evolved from pie tins tossed about by students at Yale. Some of the best classic toys, in fact, have surprising origins. In 1943, a naval engineer knocked some springs off of a shelf and marveled at how they walked instead of fell, and the slinky was born. And research into rubber substitutes during World War II gave us silly putty. So the next time you have a silly accident, pay close attention. It could turn into a million-dollar toy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Come work for a stable, family-owned company. Landall Company, starting their 60th year in business, is hiring for welders in the Waterville and Marysville facilities. Wages depend on weld test and experience and start at $16.80 to $21.95 per hour. 10 hours overtime per week, Monday through Friday, $2 per hour shift differential, and 4% attendance bonus. Lots of earning potential plus extensive benefit plan. Apply online at Landall.com or contact their Human Resource Department 785-562-5381. EEO, Vets and Disability, welcome.
Cook & Company proudly supports Nemaha Central High School students for their academic achievements. Good job, scholars. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill is proud of the students of Nemaha Central, Centralia, and Axtell High Schools for their hard work in class. From Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill in Seneca, ranked in the top three Kansas public golf courses for the last 3 years. Hummus Trucking Incorporated is proud of Nemaha Central High School students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a round of applause. Good luck at the events this week. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the NFL divisional rounds are over, and the Kansas City Chiefs are again moving on to the conference championships coming up this weekend after their 7-point victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday, 27-20.
And Mahomes steps up, throws to the back, touchdown!
By the end of the game, Patrick Mahomes ended up putting 195 yards on the board with two touchdowns and having 22 out of 30 attempts at passing. Isaiah Pacheco was the big one with 95 yards total in the game and 12 career carries. Number 87, Travis Kelce, also ran for 98 yards for the game with two touchdowns, averaging 7 yards a carry. The AFC Championships are next coming up on Sunday next weekend as the Kansas City Chiefs are at home at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. As the Bengals are number one in the AFC North, finishing 12-4 for the regular season, the Chiefs are sitting at 14-3 at American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more.
Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
In college hoops over the weekend, it was a rough weekend for the Kansas Jayhawks. They are still sitting number two nationwide, according to the latest AP polls. However, they did fall on Saturday to the number 14 TCU Horned Frogs, 83-60. That's two losses in a row for the Jayhawks after their loss against the Kansas Wildcats. As number 10, Jalen Wilson ended up putting 30 points on the board with 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and had 35 minutes on the court. Kevin McCullough also put 10 points on the board with 29 minutes on the game, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. The Jayhawks are on the road with a tip-off tonight with 8 p.m. tip-off against the number 21 Baylor Bears. In Wildcat basketball over the weekend, it was a victory for them as they squared off against the Texas Tech Red Raiders and won 68-58. The Wildcats are number 13 nationwide, according to the latest AP polls. For the game, it was Marquise Noel again with 23 points on the board overall with 37 minutes of play time, 8 rebounds and 5 assists, followed by Keontae Johnson, the forward, with 15 points, 11 rebounds and 3 assists. Their next game is on Tuesday with tip-off at 8 p.m. against the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones.
Marysville boys finish runner-up in the Thunder Classic at Seneca Saturday, dropping a 61-52 decision to Atchison. In the consolation, St. Mary's Academy took St. Mary's 56-53, and the Hiawatha boys beat host Nemaha Central for fifth place, 47-43. Marysville girls fell to state-ranked Nemaha Central Friday evening, 42-38. And open play with host Hiawatha Tuesday evening in tournament action at 7:30. Twin Valley League play Saturday saw Troy over Blue Valley in girls action, 48-34, while Onega girls beat Axtell 56-29. In the boys division, Onega took Donova West 64-52 in double overtime, while the Wetmore boys stopped Lynn 33-26. Afternoon and evening games were suspended due to the weather and will resume Monday. In girls' play at 1 o'clock, Lynn meets Frankfort for 7th place, and Valley Heights takes on Centralia for 5th. Boys' play at 2:30, Valley Heights meets Washington County for 7th, and Troy faces Centralia for 5th. In the consolations at 4 o'clock, Washington County girls host Clifton Clyde. Hanover boys face Clifton Clyde. We'll have that game live on FM 95.5, along with the girls' championship at 6. Hanover girls meet Donovan West. Then at 7:30, Axtell boys face Blue Valley. Again, live continuing coverage begins at 4 on KNDY, FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Marysville wrestlers had 3 fourth-place finishers Saturday in the Beloit Invitational. Wilson, Trimble, and Wassenberg. Fredrickson took 5th and Waters 6th among medalists as the MHS team finished 7th overall. Paige Siemens and Ella Johnson won first at Rock Creek last week. Jenica Hubbard placed fourth. The wrestling team is at Chapman in a double duel Tuesday and will host Abilene Thursday with senior night.
Atchison Phoenix came back with a strong second half, defeating Marysville 61-52 in the Thunder Classic Boys Championship at Nemaha Central Saturday. Marysville up 5 at the half, was outscored 14-4 in the third quarter, and Atchison took the fourth 22-18 to seal the deal. With four Phoenix double figures led by junior starter Trey Carter with 17 points, Jeter Purdy scored 13, Zamar Hernandez with 11 points, and Jace Richards adds 10 as Atchison improves to 10-1. They're state ranked in 4A. Marysville led by Jack Lauer, fouling out late with 22 points. Rhett Williams in double figures with 11, and Willow Tott finished with 10, all at the line. As Marysville falls to 10-2, Atchison 61, Marysville 52, the boys' final Saturday. Marysville boys in action again Friday, hosting Nemaha Central. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Wildcat fans, be sure to order your Wine Wednesday ticket package for only $25 when your K-State women's basketball team takes on Baylor Wednesday, February 15th. Packages include a K-State wine glass, a pregame event in the Shamrock Zone with wine and food, plus a ticket to the Baylor game. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday's spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill is proud of the students of Nemaha Central, Centralia, and Axtell High Schools for their hard work in class. From Spring Creek Golf Course and 19th Hole Bar and Grill in Seneca, ranked in the top three Kansas public golf courses for the last 3 years. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center is proud of the Republic County High School students for studying and doing their best in the classroom and at the Scholastic events. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Think twice before adding wood ash to your garden. It provides minimal benefit with the potential of long-lasting harm to the soil and your plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Wood ash does contain significant amounts of potash, the nutrient that supports plant hardiness and disease resistance. Many soils have naturally high to excessive levels of this nutrient or from years of using balanced fertilizers like 10-10-10. Adding more may not be necessary and may interfere with other nutrient uptake. It provides very little phosphate, no nitrogen, and increases the soil pH. High pH soils limit the availability of many plant nutrients, including iron, zinc, copper, and manganese. This can lead to iron and manganese chlorosis, a yellowing of the leaves, and decline in the plant. Take a soil test before incorporating wood ash into the garden. And don't use charcoal briquette ash that can be harmful to your plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Many military museums tell the story of an entire war, or perhaps the history of a fort or military outpost. This museum is unusual in that it shares the story of a division that existed but for 3 years. But they were a very important 3 years. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When you look at all of U.S. military history, the 12th Armored Division existed but 3 years, but it was a very important 3 years.
At the outset of World War II, we had about 500,000 people in the military. By the end of the war, to take Europe and to fight in the Pacific, we had over 11 million. That's a 22-fold increase. So a lot of units were created for World War II and disbanded shortly after.
Bill Lynch shares the story of the 12th Armored Division Museum in Abilene, Texas. They're often known as the Hellcats. They were the first armed force to ever cross the Danube River under arms. They captured an intact bridge in order to make it to Landsberg concentration camp by April 26, 1945.
Very important because the Nazis were in the process of destroying concentration camps, removing evidence. We were able to capture one camp before they were able to destroy it.
The Hellcats, as the 12th Armored was dubbed, were a fast-moving, hard-fighting division. Bill says one important decision resulted in the museum that exists today.
General Allen knew that the division was going to be disbanded shortly after the war. And the most important thing he did was appoint battalion historians. They saved not just photographs and after-action reports and got every man's name and address, but more importantly, they preserved artifacts. They wanted to have the raw material of history so that the story wouldn't be lost.
And it has not been lost. Their museum, with those many artifacts, is here, near Camp Berkeley, the site where the 12th Armored Division trained for over a year before heading to Europe. Traveling the countryside in Abilene, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Whether you have just a few acres or thousands, you know how much land you own. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. What exactly is an acre? Stay tuned and find out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Been using the acre as a way of measuring land since the first plow dug into American soil. The area of an acre is a lot bigger than a few feet, but much less than a square mile. So how did this moniker of measurement come to be? Michael Pugh is a land expert with Ownerly, a real estate data company, and he's also interested in land history. He says the term acre comes from an Old English word meaning field. The measurement was decided by the amount of land that a team of oxen and a man could plow in one day.
Historically, it's a long strip of land. It measures 660 feet by 66 feet. So it's basically a 1:10 ratio. The length of it was called a furlong, which is a furrow long. And that's how long a team could plow before needing a break and turning around to go back the other way.
Nowadays, a one-acre piece of land can be a square, a circle, or any shape, as long as it measures 43,560 square feet. It's hard to visualize an acre, but here's one way to do it.
I think an easy way for at least anyone who's watched a football game to understand is it's basically a little bit smaller than a football field. If you go from an end zone to about the 10-yard line on the other side, so 90% of the football field, that's about the size of 1 acre.
In the 1860s, a pioneer could buy 160 acre tracts of land from the government and divide it into 40 acre parcels. If the farmer was too far away to be reached, it was usually because he was out plowing the back 40 of the farm. And that's where that term came from. Learn more about how the acre came to be at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Body of Christ.
And as he led to
Bible tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. At the same time, it also tells us that those who love money will never have enough. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So, you're probably thankful for what you have. But do you ever think, if I just had a new house or a new car or new clothes, I would be content? It's simply human nature to want more. But the problem is, once you get that one thing you want, there's something else you have to have. It's truly a vicious cycle. With this mindset, you'll never have enough. So what's the solution? Ask God to guide your decisions about money. That will help you live a life of confidence, contentment, and generosity. And remember, God provides for our needs. And if you're grateful for what you have, it will help you feel like you have enough. A thought to help you be wise and thrive.
Animal health officials maintain tight controls to keep African swine fever out of the United States. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. So far, so good. No cases of African swine fever in the United States as yet, and American agriculture wants it to stay that way. Cassie Jones, a livestock feed scientist at Kansas State University, researches ways to mitigate the virus.
The good thing about African swine fever virus is that humans cannot get it. It is a swine-only virus.
That's about the only good thing. Jones says the virus doesn't wipe out a herd immediately, which makes it harder to track down who brought it in.
That person that was on that farm has likely gone to another farm. And so we believe that that's largely how it's spread.
Jones says there are outbreaks in other countries, so border traffic involving people and products is tight.
As we look at the United States and our disease prevention efforts, most of ours are focused on how do we keep it from coming into the country at all.
Jones says there's no cure or viable vaccine for African swine fever.
If ASF is identified on a farm, realistically, we can expect that state animal health officials and USDA are going to draw a circle around that farm, and any porcine animal within that circle is going to be humanely euthanized.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, January the 23rd. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, U.S. farmers on the Comstock Investments Brazil Farmland Tour are getting a first-hand look at Brazil's ag. Alan Van Nemen, president and founder of Cooper Cutter LLC and a Kansas farmer, explains what they've seen.
Well, it's been a great week. Wonderful opportunity to see many common aspects of farming and crop production, plus the diversified areas of coffee production, sugar cane production, along with dairy and a lot of grain handling and grain processing, seed companies, as well as biomass, energy, and ethanol production.
He says one challenge facing Brazil farmers is the roads.
I would say the roads, I'd heard they'd be tough and rugged. And of course, we've also been here a while during the rainy season and had a couple days with rain showers. We're able to get around, for the most part, pretty good. But it's a challenge with their roads. They have vast distances to travel. They have challenges of wood and trees that are being cleared alongside the roads, but trying to build those roads while you still have a lot of trucks and semis running up and down those roads, it's just a big challenge for them. And they have a lot of commodity, a lot of grain to haul. They probably have a shortage of gravel and sand around the area, so they don't have real good base materials close by. So that's a big challenge for them.
The name it explains how Brazil competes with the U.S. in the global market.
We just have to keep working on it, keep improving our efficiencies. I'm from really southwest Kansas, and we do a lot of sorghum there. I expected maybe to see a little more sorghum there than what we have, but I think, okay, these guys are definitely growing soybeans. They're growing soybeans twice a year, two crops at least, some places three. So no wonder they have already in just the past few years exceeded production in soybeans.
The tour concludes tomorrow.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
Ever stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter-toasted bun, we pile our hickory-smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award-winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Whether you have just a few acres or thousands, you know how much land you own. But what exactly is an acre? Stay tuned and find out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Been using the acre as a way of measuring land since the first plow dug into American soil. So how did this moniker of measurement come to be? Michael Pugh is a land expert with Ownerly, a real estate data company, and he's also interested in land history. He says the term acre comes from an old English word meaning field. The measurement was decided by the amount of land that a team of oxen and a man could plow in one day.
Historically, it's a long strip of land. It measures 660 feet by 66 feet. So it's basically a 1:10 ratio. The length of it was called a furlong, which is a furrow long. And that's how long a team could plow before needing a break and turning around to go back the other way.
Nowadays, a one-acre piece of land can be any shape as long as it measures 43,560 square feet. It's hard to visualize an acre, but here's one way to do it.
I think an easy way for at least anyone who's watched a football game to understand is it's basically a little bit smaller than a football field. If you go from an end zone to about the 10-yard line on the other side, so 90% of the football field, that's about the size of 1 acre.
In the 1860s, a pioneer could buy 160 acre tracts of land from the government and divide it into 40 acre parcels. If the farmer was too far away to be reached, it was usually because he was out plowing the back 40 of the farm. And that's where that term came from. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how the acre came to be at agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. March corn right now, 664 and three quarters. That's down 11 and a half. Corn for May, 663 and a half. That's down 11 currently. Kansas City wheat for March, 813 and a half. That's down 34 and a half. Kansas City wheat for May, 809 and a half. That's down 31 and three quarters. March oats down one and a quarter at 369 and three quarters. May oats at 365. That's down three quarters currently. Soybeans for March right now, 1488 and a half. That's down 18. Soybeans for May, 1485 and three quarters. That's down 16. Cotton for March, 87.67 is your current price. That's up 97 cents. Cotton for May up 99 cents at 88.05. Live cattle for February up 75 cents at 157.37. Live cattle for April, 160.35. That's up 42 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for January, 179.12. That's up $1.20. Feeder cattle for March, 183.20. That's up $2.22 and a half cents. Crude oil for April, for March, 82.20. That's up 56 cents. Crude oil for April, 82.50. That's up 61 cents. Taking a look at gold on this Monday, gold for February, 19.29 and 20 cents. That's up a dollar. Gold for April, 19.46 and a dime. That's up $1.20. Silver for March, 23.57 and a half. That's down 36 cents. Silver for May, 23.75 and a half. That's down 37 cents. Wall Street, the Dow up 335 on this Monday, S&P up 62, NASDAQ up 292. Thus, look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Monday, January the 23rd. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTac offers are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yield. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
There's an infinite number of right ways when it comes to cattle reproduction, but I think we can all come together and agree that cedars aren't always trees. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist Sandy Johnson shares insight on ovulation synchronization and introduces the 7-and-7 sync protocol.
You know, we used to talk really about estrus synchronization, so we wanted them to come and heat at the same time, which we still do, but now we're really more interested in a finer point of that, and that is ovulation synchronization, so that we can inseminate those cows all at one time, which allows us to schedule artificial insemination. And I think that's what's really allowed allowed more producers to adopt it, because if they're not comfortable inseminating themselves, it's much easier to plan January 14th at 2 p.m. we're going to breed these cows or whatever. So that ability to schedule, I think, has really helped that technology go further. AI use is elevating the quality of our entire beef herd. And as we are able to use those superior sires further, it just really raises the quality of our industry as a whole. And I think those that have put the time and effort into it really have been able to make it pay off.
Johnson emphasizes the importance of utilizing their list of recommended protocols.
There's a lot of things you can do. What we've tried to do is make a short list of things that do work. Rather than experiment on your own, take advantage of our collective successes and failures. I'm referring to the list of recommended protocols that our Beef Reproduction Task Force puts out to try and make it simpler to pick out something and have success. The 7-day Cosync plus Cedar is probably the most commonly used for cows right now. So that's 3 trips down the chute, with a 3rd trip being insemination. You know, we can always combine some heat detection in any of these protocols, but, you know, it just depends on your situation whether that's really feasible or not.
Johnson goes on to highlight the 7-and-7 sync protocol.
The 7-and-7 sync is a pre-synchronization protocol that leaves the cedar in place for 14 days and changes the order of progression of some of our injections from what people are used to, which is important to note. The bottom line, I think, for this discussion is that it adds a 4th handling. If the result is good enough, some people are fine with that. What we see broadly with this protocol is that the estrus response when we remove that cedar is very good, but we don't always see an improvement in pregnancy rate with that 7-and-7 sync protocol compared to the 7-and-7. Whatever it is, you've got options. I think that's the good part. There are options and several things that'll work, and hopefully you can find one that fits your situation.
That was Sandy Johnson, K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist, discussing synchronization protocol in cattle. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
KNDY. Thank you. country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.